Dick Valensiefen. He's the head of athletics for all the Putnam City schools. And Dick, you've come on with us in the past and talked about this Hall of Fame that you started a few years ago, and I just think it's fantastic what you're doing. But a Putnam City District Athletic Hall of Fame, and you got a new class, the class of 2022, and you're going to share that with us. First of all, we appreciate you taking time, Dick.
Well, guys, thank you for having me and giving me the opportunity to represent our district on the radio live. Really appreciate that. So thanks again, and I just can't say enough how much we appreciate the opportunity to talk with you guys about the new class.
Go ahead, Marcus.
Dick, I wanted to get your thoughts on the Kentucky Derby. What did you think of that?
Well, I thought it was awesome, and I'm a pretty good friend with John Brooks, and I'll just let this I'll just kind of leave it at this. I had a pretty good tip that the Rich Strike was going to run well. John knows the guy from Edmond, I'll leave it at that, but we can talk offline.
Wow. Man, I got to call Brooksy. That's fantastic.
That's good. Yes, good stuff.
It was quite a deal, but Brooksy told me Monday of that week, he said, hey, if Rich Strike gets in, the owner, Rich, I think Dawson or something like that from Edmonds,
Rick Dawson,
said, he said that Rick said that the horse has a real chance. So anyway, when I meet you up at a restaurant or something, Mark, I'll tell you the rest of the story. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, I like it. I like it.
All right. Good stuff. Okay. So where do you want to start, Dick, on this year's class? You want to start with the original Putnam City, the inductees?
Oh, yeah. That's how we do it. We like to keep it in alphabetical order. It's important to stay politically correct, as you guys know, when you have three different high schools and the great competitive athletes from the schools. So we just start with Putnam City. So do you want to talk about them, or you want me to fire away?
No, you go ahead. Yeah, fire away with who you have.
Okay, well, from Putnam City High School, we have Andrew Heaney, who's an excellent pitcher from Putnam City. You guys know he's had a great career in the major leagues, and he's our first inductee. He was an All-Stater and played at OSU, just had a great career, and we're really excited to have him. Then we, from football, we have Kelly Phelps, that won three state championships, returned kicks as a freshman. That's a little-known fact about Kelly. The end of his freshman football season at Central, he returned punts and kickoffs for the high school team, and they ended up winning the state championship that year. And he actually was probably the only person that played and participated on three state championship football teams in the history of the district. Then he went on to have a good career at OU and just an outstanding option quarterback. Then a pick that's real unique, the committee put in Bill Watts. He was a linebacker for Putnam City, played for Coach Potter, and then went on to Oklahoma to play for Bud Wilkinson. And actually, you know, Bill made a great name for himself in the entertainment sports arena with the being a professional wrestler. So anyway, it was pretty awesome there. And then last but certainly not least, if you look at state championships, the most decorated football coach we've had in the history of the district, Jerry Potter from PC, won the state championship in 1974, 75, and 77. So those are our four individuals from Putnam City, and we're very excited about them.
Yeah, let's stop there for a second. I want to get Mark's comments, and I'll comment on Jerry Potter. I mean, that's when, you know, I was in high school, graduated in 70, but I mean, then he won those titles right after that. But he was already at Putnam City, and the run that he had, like you said, Dick, is not many coaches in the history of football in this state have had a better run than what Jerry Potter did at Putnam City. The only thing I'm a little surprised at was he wasn't in your first class, huh?
Well, you know, we can only put so many in.
I know. No, I got you. No,
Actually, from Putnam City in the first class, Coach Birchie kind of outdid Coach Potter on longevity and the number of titles. But that's not to take away anything from Coach Potter. But Coach Birchie won four titles, and had four runner-up finishes. So that it's kind of tough to take his legacy and not have him in the first class. But both of them are deserving to be in any class. But Coach Potter is definitely deserving.
Mark,
I would say Cowboy Bill Watts.
Yeah.
Cowboy Bill Watts is for sure, too. And I noticed also with Putnam City, you guys are going to induct the Van family as a group. But they are they've had just such a huge impact on basketball and football as well. In Oklahoma for a long period of time.
Absolutely. They were, you know, truly truly an outstanding group of athletes. I was talking earlier with some friends, and we remember a story. I don't know if you remember this, Mark. One time at the All-College, Billy was beating somebody badly, as Billy would with OU. And he realized that Bryant was close to 40, and he put Bryant back in the game so he could score 40 points. That was quite a story.
Yeah.
We're talking to Dick Balensiefen. He's the athletic director for Putnam City High Schools, and he's introducing this new Hall of Fame class of 2022. Okay, let's talk about Putnam North, your inductees there.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Yes, we have a great group from Putnam City North, and we'll start with Trent Fisher. He was a two-sport high school star at Putnam North, played football and basketball, and a starting quarterback for Mike Little when he coached at Putnam North. Trent went 26-2 as a starting quarterback, and they only lost to Lawton Eisenhower, a team coached by Tim Reynolds that I know Mark covered, and they lost twice during Trent's time at Putnam City North. So his senior year, he led them to a 14-0 undefeated season, won the state championship. He was Offensive Player of the Year. Then he played safety at Oklahoma State and had a great career at Putnam North, and then was successful at OSU. Our second inductee from Putnam North is John Fitzgerald, which was an outstanding lineman for the Panthers, made All-State, played football in the Oil Bowl, and then he was a state champion in track and field in the discus, played at Oklahoma State, and then transferred to Central Oklahoma, and was a three-time All-American on the football field and an All-American on the track and field team. John is in the UCO Athletic Hall of Fame, and they even have
John is 6'5", and with the shoulder pads that he wore in college, 6'9". Some of the larger shoulder pads I've ever seen. Guys don't wear shoulder pads as big, but no, John's a good friend of mine, great guy.
Oh, absolutely a great guy and a great athlete. And, you know, he did something else where he's an outstanding two-sport star. I mean, you have to realize and look nowadays, too many of the young athletes all want to specialize and they don't want to play multiple sports, but I'm really like the fact that John did that. And then we have one of the best tennis players in the history of the state from Putnam City North, Jennifer Hall. Guys, all she did in her high school career is go, I believe her record was 109-1, something like that during her tennis career. She lost the state championship as a freshman in the number one singles division, and then she never lost again. Went on to Notre Dame and was a college All-American tennis player. And some people have given us the business, our committee, and said, how can she not be in there? And I would have to agree with them. You know, she's just a tremendous tennis player. I don't know of anybody that had a better record than she had. And then our very successful coach at Putnam City North, Bob Wilson. He was the head coach, athletic director of Putnam City North for 22 years. He led the Panthers to two state championship games and the playoffs 15 times, won about 150 games. And you look at that, and sometimes people don't realize that that's almost 7 wins a year, and it's pretty tough in high school football, class 5A, 6A, to win 7 games a year, to average that. So Bob had a really good career, and we want to – the committee wanted to induct him, and it's, I think,
love
very
Bob
well
Wilson.
Deserved.
Yeah, Bob Wilson, yep. Very deserving. We, Mark and I, did a number of his games over the year. The guy is just total class. You know, obviously coached, you know, guys like, you know, Sam Bradford and so forth, and just a tremendous man and tremendous coach, but an even better man, Bob Wilson. I love that pick.
Absolutely. He coached, and he used to say he coached one Heisman Trophy winner, but he coached a lot of Heisman Trophy people. So,
yeah.
Yes, Bob definitely deserves to be in our District Hall of Fame. From Putnam City West, you have an outstanding basketball player and softball player, Ashley Barrett, Wigington now. But she was on Patty Gasso's first national championship team as a catcher and an All-American, just a really great girl and a great athlete. Then you have, from the 70s, one of our three players that were ever drafted in the NBA, Steve Nett, was Super 5 Player of the Year in 1974, went to OU, then transferred to Bethany Nazarene, and was drafted by Golden State, and he had a really, really great basketball career. Johnny Thompson was a wrestling champion from Putnam City West. He had a 38-0 record his senior year and went and wrestled at Oklahoma State and put together 136 wins versus 11 losses and was a 4-time All-American, winning national titles his sophomore and junior year. And then another favorite, Craig, I think that you got to see play, Scott Tinsley, quarterback of the Patriots to the finals, where Kelly Phelps' team from Putnam City won the game at Taft Stadium. But
that was an all-timer of a game, one of the great high school football games you're ever going to see at Taft Stadium, with Kelly Phelps against Scott Tinsley, no question.
Craig, I was 12 years old and got to go and watch that game, and it was absolutely
I was there that night.
Unbelievable scene. I mean, stadium was packed. People were standing completely around the outside of the field. It was just really, really unbelievable. And then our committee decided that we're going to start looking at teams, and we may cut down the number of individuals that go in. We're just, you know, we meet once a month and discuss things. But one of the nominations was for the Van family, and you talk about one family doing and representing the district extremely well in the competitive arena. It would have to be the Van family. I mean, you had Bryce, that was a parade All-American in 78 and started on that undefeated championship football team with Kelly Phelps in 77. Then his brother Bruce Van was outstanding, and then Brento and Bryant and Brandy, you know, played professional baseball. They were definitely an outstanding group. So we're excited. We have our banquet. It's going to be Thursday evening, August 18th at 7 o'clock at Victory Church. If people are interested in purchasing tickets, they call the district administration office and the athletic department. And we're really, really excited about it. We think we have a group that's very, very well deserving to be in our Hall of Fame.
Hey, Dick, we really appreciate your time. And, again, that induction ceremony dinner going to be held at Victory Church, 4300 North MacArthur, Thursday, August the 18th. For more ticket information, give them a call, 405-495-5200. That's 495-5200. He is Dick Balensiefen, Athletic Director for Putnam City Schools. A great thing you're doing, Dick. Great work. We appreciate your time this morning.
All right, guys. Hey, it's always great to talk to both of you. I appreciate you, and look forward to listening to you some more. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dick. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, neat thing that they're doing, and a lot of very deserving people right there.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.